Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Cantwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg strikes out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Malone covering, for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Moranville reaches third base with a triple. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moranville scores. Sisler scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Maguire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 0 for 1 in the game. Maguire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cantwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to third for the out. Blair moves to second. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer fires to second and picks off Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richborg for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hornsby for the out. English moves to second. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Malone covering. Safe. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparrer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby catches it and throws to first to double up Welsh. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Kentwell drops the ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, English strikes out. Sparrer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws English out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Cantwell reaches second base with a double. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 3 in the game. Richborg bunts for a single. Cantwell moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Moranville strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Richborg moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Cantwell scores. Richborg moves to third. Sisler moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Art Neff now pitching. Joe Dugan pinch hits for George Harper. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hornsby scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now playing left field. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 3 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcote for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 3 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparrer strikes out. Two outs. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cantwell takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGuire. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. McGuire steals third. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richborg takes first base on ball 4. Cantwell moves to second. Guy Bush now pitching. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Moranville hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez now catching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bell bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to third. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Welsh is walked intentionally. Cooney moves to second. Freddie McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Sisler. The slide. Gonzalez applies the tag. Sisler is out. Cooney moves to third. Welsh moves to second. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 4 in the game. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Spurrer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 4 in the game. Hornsby is walked intentionally. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spurrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurrer is 0 for 4 in the game. Spurrer hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cantwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richborg bunts towards third. Blair picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Blair. Cantwell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.